Listener Production.
Hi and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Taking a look at the weather first, sunny conditions across the region, reaching a top temp in the mid to low 30s. Here's a look at what we're covering Tuesday, December 6. Petition launched to sack hospital board. Bundaberg South expected to see property value increase and homelessness up 22%. First, an e-petition to sack the board of the Wide Bay Hospital and Health Service has opened. It's only been a few days, but the documents amassed more than 700 signatures after being posted to the Queensland Parliament website. It's been overseen by patient advocate Beryl Crosby, who claims patient safety is not being managed appropriately. Bundaberg South has been named in a list of top 10 rising stars locations expecting to see an increase in property value this year. It's according to the Australian Property Market Report by Canstar and Hotspotting, which has signalled out suburbs across regional Queensland. Bundy South apparently earning its spot thanks to a strong economy, low prices and infrastructure spending. Terry Ryder from Hotspotting says the top suburbs generally have a few things in common.
It's very hard to find that kind of affordability in desirable places anywhere else in Australia. There are also places that offer really good amenities, good infrastructure, and they all have good prospects for future growth.
Meanwhile, new research shows housing stress is the fastest growing cause of homelessness in the Sunshine State. That's according to the Australian Homelessness Monitor, which reveals Queensland saw a 22% increase in homeless people over the last 4 years. Everybody's Home spokesperson May Azizi says rents in the regions also exceeded those in Brisbane over the past 24 months.
We've also seen that homelessness has grown at double the rate in regional Australia compared to capital cities, and you can really see that in Queensland. Numbers have increased fastest in regional Queensland, up by about 29%.
The Nationals MP and federal member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, is continuing to push for nuclear energy, labelling it on Sky News a straightforward alternative in providing reliable and affordable energy while producing zero emissions.
Australians are adults, they get it. If they want reliable baseload power and they want that zero carbon emission, nuclear is the only game in town.
It comes after the South Australian Labor Premier put his support behind nuclear power this week, which the PM flatly rejected. And after a cool start to summer, we can expect to feel the heat this week. Tomorrow is expected to be the warmest day, with temps expected to reach the mid-30s in Bundy and the Fraser Coast. The Bureau of Meteorology's Livio Regano says with the hot weather comes a chance of storms.
Depending where you are, all the way from the New South Wales border, probably up to Gladstone or so, all those places, we could get storms as early as late Wednesday, but it's unlikely. Thursday looks like a much better day for storms, and they could be severe. Too early to tell.
Now briefly to what's happening in sport and checking the Fraser Coast cricket. Only one game went ahead on the pitch for the seniors comp at the weekend. It was the Bushrangers Blue taking on Oz Rocks. Jar Savage smashed 59 runs for the Bushrangers to help the team to 4 for 139, while Oz Rocks managed just 8 for 135.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.